from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There's a player that I actually think we're underselling. Why aren't we putting more pressure on Rashee Rice to be a bigger statistical player this year? A lot of what I see out of Rashee Rice is everyone seems like they just be cool. If Rashee Rice is exactly the wide receiver he was last year, in almost any other circumstance, if you had a nearly 900-yard rookie wide receiver in his rookie year with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, you would be in year two anticipating the big jump. The jump of he's a 1,200-yard receiver. That's honestly where I'm going to set the sights for him. I think he needs to develop, if he plays the full season, which I told you now I think is going to be the case because I'm starting to think the suspension is a 2025 problem. If he plays the full season this year, he needs to be a 1,200-yard wide receiver. He needs to take that step forward into the next leap. I know there's more competition at wide receiver than there was last year, but it's not like they didn't just bring in Tyreek Hill back or some other number one guy to eat up all the things. Hollywood Brown's only gotten number one target share maybe once in his career. He shouldn't eat up all your snaps. And as far as I'm concerned, Rashee Rice should be more of the innings eater, if that makes sense. He should have 92 catches for 1,200 yards when maybe Hollywood Brown has 71 for 900, whatever it is. And that should be his role. I don't think we're putting enough on Rashee Rice. I think he should have more expectations.
There's a couple reasons for it. One is still a lot of people are hesitant because we don't know about the suspension, right? And I'm with you. We've talked about
it. So they don't want to put a number on it.
And it's hard. You know, so people are like, well, how am I supposed to put it if I don't even know how many games the guy is playing? I wonder if some people were sour just because of the offseason, right? And is how people, the reality of how people view somebody after the offseason they had. And so people just aren't talking about it in as much of a positive way as we would if someone had a completely clean offseason. I think that might be part of the reality with it. The other thing is just that, you know, last year, you're right. I mean, you didn't see him have the full role until week 7 or 8 when they were forced to do it. And so you're saying, well, then if he's starting that way for 17 games, why wouldn't the production increase? So I get the logic. I think it's a combination of the potential suspension and the whole dirty offseason, if you will. And then also recognizing how people viewed him last year and what his ceiling is. Now, maybe the ceiling you think is higher. Was he just the beneficiary of, hey, they had nobody else in the wide receiver room. And now you look at
talking about that bad receiver on a bad team, but like he was still on a good team.
But you have, you know, Travis Kelce, who, knock on wood, right now looks like he'll, you know, maybe be healthy heading into a season. He wasn't last year. Then if you have a deep threat, that should make life easier for Rice and Kelce. But if they have the opportunity to take the deep ball a little bit, is there just more big, deep pass attempts?
In a weird way, that should help his numbers, in my opinion. Because,
well, it should make it easier underneath. But if the offense has the deep shots, he's not going to be the guy they're taking the 60-yard pass to.
Sure.
You know what I mean? He's not going to be that guy. He's going to be hopefully the consistent, hey, it's 3rd and 8. I need to trust somebody that's going to get me my 10 yards on this play underneath. you know, mesh routes, you know, whatever, like that.
Running catch.
You know, that, yeah, runs at yards after the catch. That's Rice more than, you know, if you're thinking you're getting 60-plus yard touchdowns, those are going to be, if you get them, that's going to be worthy in Rice.
Brown. I still think his number is going to be there, Gold is. Like, I think in a dream scenario, like, all right, Chiefs beat the hell out of Cincinnati, right? Week two of the season, and the offense was humming. I think the offense is humming looks like this. Xavier Worthy had two catches for 41 yards. One was like 31 yards, and he got one other one in there. Hollywood Brown had four catches for 71, and Rashee Rice had eight for 90. You know, like, I feel like he's the volume monster. That's why I feel like the large catch, large yardage, good touchdown numbers make a lot of sense for him in year two.
I think that too, he's more likely to get, I think, the most targets than he is the most yards, or, and maybe you just combine them together as well. He's more likely to get the most yards because he's getting thrown the ball more. Because I think, you know, to Gold's point, Rashee's going to be the guy that has maybe, I don't know if it's an 8 for 90. It might be an 8 for 67. And then Hollywood Brown has 5 for 85 because he has one long touchdown. Like, Hollywood might, like, I think they're both going to have very similar outputs where they're both in that 1,000-yard range. And I think that there should be an expectation for Rashee if he is,
for growth.
If he's not suspended and we're going to play that game, I think the expectation should be at minimum 1,000 yards just because everybody around him is better. Like, yeah, he should have that expectation. Hollywood should have that expectation where if you can have 2,000-yard guys, they don't even have to be 1,100. 2,000-yard guys.
3,000-yard guys with Kelce, too. If you're talking I mean, I'm just saying that's, yeah, it's not hard to say 3,000-yard guys at that point. And we've talked about how few times that's happened in history.
Yeah, select few. And look, I don't think it's unfair at all. And I would put, you know, this was crazy because it gets you into the 3,000-yard receiver territory. But I think asking Rice to have 1,000 yards is definitely not crazy. I mean, he was only 70 yards away last year. But I would put Rice in that 900 to 1,100 yard range this season, assuming he's not missing half the year. Kelce, I would put in the 900 to 1,000 to 1,100 yard range. And I would put Hollywood Brown in that, like, 850 or 800 to 1,000 yard range. Like, so you can say that's, yes, high, if they all reach the high watermark, then yes, it's 3 1,000 yard seasons for one of the rare times in NFL history. But otherwise, I think if we're realistic, okay, Kelce gets just over 1,000. Rice maybe is like 980. Hollywood Brown is 875. I think that works too. You know, I think that those are all realistic. I don't think none of those numbers are all that crazy. Now, if I try to convince you that Hollywood Brown's going to have 1,300 yards, you can start saying, okay, come on. And I'm very bullish on Hollywood Brown, but me being bullish is that top end, he's at 1,150 this year. Like, if everything went perfect.
Somebody mentions the red zone, you know, it doesn't matter how many yards I want him to score touchdowns.
Sure.
Do you think,
ideally,
you would think that this is going to make it easier for them to, they don't have to say, well, we got to throw it to Travis or we got to throw it to Rashee because they're all we can trust. Does it, like, who is there anybody who can label it? Does it make it easier on Mahomes to spread the, because in the red zone, obviously, there's less room to work with. It's, yeah, not like,
they,
you know,
they got,
if you're,
plenty. I mean, if you just look at the
roster,
there's
enough weapons for sure, but
yeah, I mean, they
shouldn't have any red zone,
whether
problems.
It's the creativity of Andy Reid, but just think about all the different, I mean, if everybody's healthy at a given time, Kelce, we know what he's capable of in the red zone. Wiley could end up being a little bit of a factor in the red zone. I think more of a red zone factor than anywhere else on the field as the number three tight end.
Yes.
Worthy, you know, whether it's trick plays or whatever, Worthy. Mecole Hardman fits in that category as well. Let's not forget, you know, that Rashee Rice in the red zone last year, you know, because he's a bigger bodied wide receiver. He's a threat. I mean, there's six.
I don't know if you mentioned Pacheco already, but Pacheco being a guy.
Yeah, there's six plus guys I think you could actually have to worry about in the red zone if you're a opponent.
So there's no, not that there was last year, but there's no excuse for them to be as poor as they were.
No.
In the red zone. There's none.
Red zone is a little bit like, touchdowns are an inconsistent stat just in the
for
NFL.
Individual, yeah, players, not, yeah, for a team. Like, for,
no,
a team,
for a team, typically you're supposed to score down there.
Yeah, it's tough for players like to say that this guy's going to have eight touchdowns because, yes, that can deviate. But the team, with what they have on paper heading into a season,
red zone shouldn't be conform.
Shouldn't be a problem. Although we said that this time last year, we did. I do think they are better.
We were wrong though. Like, yeah, we misevaluated as a unit. Kadarius, Tony, and Sky Moore.
No doubt. No question.
I was never particularly high on them, but I was still higher on the offense. So clearly, I was wrong in general too.
If there's an issue or two, I mean, there will be some player that everybody was way too high on that ends up not having a good year. If things were to go wrong, but what's going wrong? This is what the challenge will be. I'll admit,
their floor
is
way lower
as we're watching the season play out. Like, What's going wrong? Like last year, things went wrong. They won the Super Bowl. So like,
even Mahomes admitted that it was a frustrating year. Yeah, like they didn't have fun into his head.
Yeah, they did not have fun in the regular season, all that. But I'm just saying, like, as we evaluate the year, if we're sitting here and it's November 10th, and they've had three straight games where, like, pick whatever it is, either a defensive struggle or an offensive struggle or a certain area. It's just going to be so hard for anybody to convince me at that point in time, admittedly, that, oh, man, well, they're just not good. If they can't do that, there's just no way they can win the Super Bowl. Like, I'm sorry. Like, there's
I'm almost never going to say the second part of that sentence ever.
Like, I mean, other than your quarterback just not being available anymore, I don't think you can convince me in this current regime and era in November that, man, you know, watch them play, man. Watch them play. They just can't figure it out. They're not going to be able to win the Super Bowl doing this. I'll call BS on that every single time right now. Like, it's just not a conversation you can have.
They can't win it this year. Like, grow up.
Sure.
Last year, we heard that sentence a lot with this team because of their offense. It did not matter.
Mm-hmm.
They won the Super Bowl, turns out.
They did.
Probably win it again this year. I'm going to predict them to win it again this year. I was like,
of course.
As a heads up. Yeah. When it comes to prediction time, and we did this last year. I predicted him to win, and so did you. Their second straight Super Bowl. I'm like, look, maybe it's just playing the favorites here, but I'm just going to go with what's the most likely scenario.
I won't say his name.
I love it. Man. I love it. Just add more spice to it.
Jamar Chase. He got dunked on for that yesterday.
Just love it. So salty, but it's fun. It's great. And now Chiefs fans hate your Cincinnati Bengals, Drew.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.